Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Ebling and You on Monday, November the 22nd, 2010. This is Gene Carolan, your guest host, while Jack has drawn the short straw and is in Maui, Hawaii. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But we have with us this afternoon Lothar Konietzko. And Lothar is a teacher at Everett High School and is with us in the studio. Lothar, good evening.
Good evening, Gene. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing much better now that you're here, sir.
Well, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for asking me to be on.
Yeah, well, thanks so much. You know, I've been a volunteer teacher in Lothar's first and second hour classes over at Everett for the past 6 weeks now. And Lothar, you've got a great group of kids over there.
Oh, thank you. I've really enjoyed having you and Senator Phil Arthur Holtz. The two of you make very interesting team, and I hope
Phil
Phil's
Arthur
out there somewhere.
A former radio personality and a great guy. He and I have enjoyed really teaching economics to that first and that second hour. But Lothar, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a teacher at Everett, obviously, but how many years have you been teaching?
If I count my student teaching year, my internship year, 11 years, all of it at Everett High School, and I haven't really wanted to go anyplace else. I've really enjoyed being in the Lansing School District.
Yeah, you know, that's the part that fascinates me, because a lot of times our inner city schools, if you will, get a little bit of a bad rap, but I have been nothing but impressed with the kids that you've got in that in those classrooms.
Well, thank you. There's some great kids this year. I have a lot of passion for what I teach, and I think the kids really get something out of economics. There's a lot of real-life application in economics that the kids can see versus maybe some of the other social studies classes.
Absolutely. Lothar, how many kids are you currently teaching? I know that first and that second hour you've got like 31 and 26, but you've got some advanced placement classes as well. Tell us about those.
I'm teaching four sections of economics, one section of advanced placement U.S. history. If all the kids that are enrolled all came and there were no absences, I have approximately 150 students that I'm responsible for.
I see. Well, that's a lot of people. Now, you were telling me earlier that a lot of the kids that that have come out of your classes end up at some of the most prestigious schools in the country. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, a lot of the AP kids that I've had and other teachers at Everett High School, as well as across the district, our AP kids are top-notch kids. And they've gone on to, I've got a young man, Guillermo Peralta. He's over at Yale. Viviana Arcia, who I had a couple years ago, is at Stanford as a sophomore now. I believe. And U of M is, you know, a common destination. And, of course, Michigan State loves to recruit kids out of Everett High School. I've got some kids going to my alma mater at MSU at James Madison College. I'm real proud of that. Great place to go to school.
Yeah, it really is. And you have been a tremendous proponent of economic education in your classrooms. Why is that? What drives you towards economics?
Well, what really drives me towards economics, and you know what's really interesting is people in the department, it was kind of like the subject area that nobody wanted to have because a lot of us haven't had a lot of economic education in our backgrounds. But yeah, I looked at it as a great opportunity because everything in economics is daily life. And the best way to connect with kids is to make things real and applicable to daily life. And there's just no better subject to do that. Everything you do every single day involves opportunity costs, choice. Those are big economic concepts that all of us deal with as adults.
Well, you recently did in your first and second hour an exercise where kids designed a sports shoe, and then they had to make certain financial decisions on where to produce the shoe, how to transport it, how to market it. Tell us a little bit about what that experience was like.
Oh, that was a fun experience. And what was interesting about that, that was a lesson that I just kind of pulled out of thin air about a month ago. Didn't exist last year. And the whole idea of it was to introduce the kids to the whole concept of production.
Yes.
And also to free enterprise and entrepreneurship and like that. And the whole idea was that they had to, A, first design a shoe, and then, B, they had to come and approach venture capitalists, which you filled in as one, and Senator Arthur Holtz was the other one. And the kids had to come in front of you as a team looking for money to bring their shoe onto the market. And you guys hit them with some real-life questions. The kids commented after you left, like, that was hard. Those are some really difficult questions. I think it gave the kids a taste of real life. And if they were thinking about going into business, they've had a little taste of that here at Everett High School.
Yeah, and that was really just kind of a thumbnail sketch of some of the requirements that the kids need to think through. We could have gotten more involved in the actual business planning process. But what they did is they designed this sport shoe, and then they had to think through where they were going to manufacture it and how they were going to distribute it. And it was they really did a fantastic job. And it's amazing to me, Lothar, how leaders come out of a group of kids like that and will take charge.
Yeah, it's interesting because some of the kids that you least expect to have leadership qualities, the right lesson can hook those kids and they'll shine.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you what, I will put our kids up against any kids in the surrounding area. I think our kids are just as good as any other kids from East Lansing, Okemos. Terrific. Absolutely. Kids, really are.
Yeah, they really are. I am, this is the second year that I've taught at Everett High School. And I'm just impressed with the quality of the teachers. I'm impressed with the students, with the curriculum. And, you know, the people respect and appreciate the school. And I know you've always got the 10% who will create a disturbance, but yeah, it impresses me that most of the kids take very good care of the school property.
Yeah, and, you know, it's always that 5 or 10% that seem to get all of the attention.
Yes.
And it comes at the expense of all the real good things that are going on. You know, like the AP classes that are going on at Everett High School and in Lansing. I mean, those kids are taking college-level courses, earning college-level credit.
Yes.
While
yeah,
they're in high school. And some kids are entering college as sophomores because they've got so much AP credit behind
yeah,
them. And those are important programs. The public needs to support those programs in the district and let the school board members know that those are important things. You know, it helps us compete with the other districts. And we never hear about those kids and their successes.
Well, those AP classes are worth a tremendous amount. I depends upon what school I go to, whether it's state supported or whether it's a private school.
Yep.
But the point is that an AP class could be worth $1,000 or more to a family.
It could be. The test that the kids take, it's national. It's put on by the College Board. Everybody takes the same AP U.S. History test on the same day. And depending on the score, a kid could earn, you know, enough credit for 3-credit class at Michigan State if they got a 3. If they score a 4 or a 5, and it's a 0 to 5 scale, a 4 is worth 8 credits,
mm-hmm,
last time I knew. And that's,
yeah,
you know, that's about $3,000 in savings for a family. So there's a real good opportunity here for kids.
That's a huge opportunity. So if parents aren't aware that kind of opportunity is available, that they should make themselves aware. You know, we'll be back in the classroom, Senator Phil Arthur Holtz and myself, on Thursday, December the 2nd of 2010, and we're going to focus on financial literacy, and we're going to talk a little bit about the use of credit cards, how kids save money. We're going to talk about 401k plans and why they're so critical to the future success of our young people, and several other topics. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that, too. The whole economic education is so vital to these kids, especially the personal finance. You know, the state requirements make up for personal finance, and the new state standards really only make up about 12% of the state standards for an economics curriculum. And I don't really agree with that. I think it should be a little bit more. Not a little bit. It should be a lot more, because kids really need to know how to deal with bills and how to manage money.
Well, they really do. And, of course, only about 40% of parents ever introduce their children to financial concepts. That means
it's
that
true.
6 out of 10 kids don't get any financial
right,
training.
And then we wonder why kids are in debt or we're in the economic situation that we're in when people don't understand how to be responsible with money and credit.
I was once told by a well-known banker that they have difficulty hiring in starting positions bank tellers because they've usually ruined their credit by the time they have graduated from college.
Yeah, and I would hate to see that. Those are good jobs for kids, people coming out of community college, you know. So that's something we've really got to do a better job at educating our youth in.
Well, we really do, because it's easy to say they are the future. Lothar Konietzko, teacher at Everett High School, right down the street from WILS Radio 1320, and great person, very passionate about educating our youth. And with that, we'll take a short break, and we'll be back in a minute.